How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
I picture this. You're sitting in one of the most watched murder trials in Massachusetts, and the defense just threw a complete tantrum over what amounts to actually being a paperwork mix-up. That's exactly what happened today in the Karen Reed retrial. While the defense is spinning it as some sort of massive conspiracy, let me tell you what actually went down. Now, not the greatest thing to have happen, a paperwork mis-up or mishandling or looking at the wrong piece of evidence and accidentally using it to represent something you thought it was representing. It's anyway. We will explain it all. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening to this. Be sure to leave a comment as well and your thoughts on the case today. So day 29 of the Karen Reed murder trial, because we're getting close to the finish line here. Reed's defense team says they expect to rest their case Tuesday, which means we're probably looking at deliberations within the next couple of weeks. And honestly, after watching today's proceedings, it feels like the defense is getting increasingly desperate as their window slowly closes. So here's what the drama was about. Prosecutor Hank Brennan was cross-examining the defendant's accident reconstructionist, expert Daniel Wolf, really putting pressure on their theory that Reed allegedly didn't hit Officer John O'Keefe with her car. Brennan showed O'Keefe's hoodie with some holes in the back, asking legitimate questions about how broken taillight pieces could have caused the damage, but it turned out those specific holes were created by a state crime lab technician during testing, not from the actual incidents. Now look, was this a terrible mistake by the prosecution? Absolutely. Brennan admitted as much and said he made an error right away, reviewing the lab paperwork, but the defense's reaction was like watching someone call the fire department because their neighbor's barbecue smoke just drifted into the yard. Defense attorney Robert Alessi demanded a mistrial with prejudice and started throwing around accusations about manufacturing evidence, which is frankly ridiculous when you're talking about a documentation error. The judge rightfully denied the mistrial request, but did instruct the jury to ignore those specific holes. Here's the thing, though. The kind of mistake doesn't erase the mountain of other evidence against Reed. It's like finding out one brick in a wall of 1,000 was placed wrong, and concluding the entire building is about to collapse. What's more revealing is what happened during the actual technical testimony, because this is where you can see the defense case really crumbling under scrutiny. Daniel Wolf spent the morning walking jurors through force calculations and kinetic energy formulas, trying to convince them that the taillight damage on Reed's car wasn't consistent with hitting a human being. When prosecutor Brennan started digging into the methodology, the problems began to become very obvious. The prosecution pointed out that the defense used a test dummy arm that weighed 9.38 pounds compared to Keefe's estimated 11.8 pound arm. That's a 21% difference, which in physics terms is massive. When you're trying to recreate the exact conditions of impact, those details determine everything about your results. Wolf tried to wave this off as insignificant, but anyone who remembers high school physics knows that mass directly affects kinetic energy and impact force. But the weight issue was just the beginning. Brennan effectively demonstrated that they use something called Rescue Randy, which is essentially a training mannequin, instead of a proper crash test dummy that's been calibrated and certified for accident reconstruction. It's like using a department store mannequin to test car safety and then claiming your results meet scientific standards. The prosecution also got Wolf to admit that flying taillight fragments could cause facial and nose injuries before skull fracture, which directly undermines the defense's narrative about the sequence of O'Keefe's injuries, or that he got it in a fight. Then the defense brought in their new investigator, John Tiedemann. And this is where things got really interesting from a strategic perspective. Tiedemann seemed qualified enough, Princeton credentials, federal investigator experience, but here's what's telling. They hired him on June 3rd, just 6 days before his testimony, after their original investigator allegedly had health issues. When you're scrambling to replace key witnesses this close to the end of your case, it usually means your original plan isn't working out. Tiedemann provided precise measurements from the mailbox area to various entrances of the house, which on the surface seems helpful to the defense, but during cross-examination, the prosecution established that the distance from where O'Keefe was allegedly dropped off to where he was found was over 80 feet. Think about the implications of that measurement. If Reed didn't hit O'Keefe, someone would have had to have moved a 200-pound unconscious man more than 80 feet through snow in the middle of a blizzard without leaving any evidence or trail. That's not just improbable, given the physical constraints and weather conditions. It would require multiple people and specialized equipment, possibly. The most damaging moment for the defense came when they tried to get their forensic pathologist, Dr. Elizabeth Lapisotta, to testify about dog bites. This goes to the heart of their alternative theory that O'Keefe was allegedly killed inside the house and that his injuries came from a dog attack rather than a vehicle strike. But Judge Cannone ruled that Dr. Lapisotta was not qualified to testify about dog bite pattern recognition and could not offer opinions about dog wounds specifically. This ruling is devastating for the defense because their entire alternative narrative hinges on convincing the jury that O'Keefe's arm injuries were caused by a dog, not broken plastic from a taillight. Oh, and a dog without a bottom jaw. And no DNA or saliva. Without expert testimony to support this theory, they're essentially asking the jury to make that determination based on speculation and photographs. The judge limited Dr. Lapisotta's testimony to only stating that O'Keefe's injuries don't correspond to wounds from broken plastic pieces, but she couldn't explain what else might have caused them, even though the jury just saw video of broken plastic pieces flying up into the face of the representation of John O'Keefe. Couldn't be that. Throughout the day, Judge Cannone expressed growing frustration with the defense's tactics and the pace of proceedings. She made pointed comments about wasting the jury's time and noted that the jurors looked fed up with delays. When she said they'd done important work but wasted an awful lot of jurors' time, that's judicial speak for get your act together. When a judge starts openly criticizing the efficiency of your case presentation, it's usually a sign that your strategy isn't working. The prosecution has already lined up their rebuttal witnesses, including Terry Kuhn, a UC Davis forensic scientist, James Crosby, a canine aggression expert, and Maureen Harnett from the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab. The fact that they have a canine aggression expert ready to testify tells you everything you need to know about how serious they're taking the defense's dog bite claims. These aren't last-minute additions. They're strategic choices designed to systematically dismantle the alternative theories using actual scientific expertise, believe it or not. But let's zoom out and talk about what this case has become beyond the courtroom, because the cultural phenomena surrounding Karen Reed is almost as fascinating as the legal proceedings. The trial has morphed into something that goes way beyond the facts of what happened on January 29th, 2022. The Facebook groups, tens of thousands of members, dissecting every piece of evidence, merchandise being sold, people who've made a following of this trial their full-time job or hobby. Reed has managed to tap into a very specific type of American skepticism about law enforcement and the justice system. She's positioned herself as the underdog fighting against the corrupt establishment, and that narrative resonates with people who are predispositioned to believe that police officers protect their own at all costs. The problem is that this narrative requires believing that multiple police departments, crime scene investigators, medical examiners, and prosecutors are all part of a coordinated cover-up to protect someone who allegedly murdered a fellow officer. Yeah, that doesn't work. Consider the logistics of what the defense is suggesting. They're claiming that O'Keefe was allegedly killed inside the house by either Brian Albert or his dog. Even though there was no puncture wounds, somehow the dog did something. And then multiple people conspired to move his body outside during a blizzard, plant evidence on Reed's car, and coordinate their stories across multiple agencies and jurisdictions. This isn't just a cover-up. It's a cover-up that would require military-level precision and dozens of participants who've somehow managed to maintain the perfect operational security for over 3 years. Meanwhile, the prosecution's theories require exactly one assumption, that a woman who'd been drinking and fighting with her boyfriend made a terrible decision to drive in dangerous conditions and accidentally struck him with her car. When you compare those two scenarios, which one requires you to suspend more disbelief? What's particularly striking about the testimony is how it revealed the fundamental weaknesses in the defense's scientific approach. They're trying to fight established physics with emotional appeals and counter scientific methodology with theories that sound plausible on social media but fall apart under cross-examination. When Wolf was on the stand, you could watch him struggling to explain away basic mathematical problems with their testing protocols. The cross-examination exposed something crucial. The defense's experts aren't just disagreeing with the prosecution's conclusions. They're using fundamentally flawed methods to reach those conclusions. This isn't a battle between competing but equally valid scientific interpretations. This is a case where one side is following established scientific protocols and the other side is cutting corners and hoping the jury won't notice. Here's something that hasn't gotten enough attention in the media coverage: the defense's timeline problems. They've never provided a coherent alternative explanation for where Reed was and what she was doing during the crucial hours when O'Keefe allegedly died. The prosecution has cell phone data, witness testimony, and Reed's own statements, creating a clear chronological sequence. The defense has gap speculation and theories that seem to change depending on which expert is testifying. The distance measurements that Tateman provided today actually highlight this problem. Even if you accept that someone could have moved O'Keefe's body from inside the house to where he was found, you still have to explain how Reed's car got damaged, when that damage occurred, and why Reed herself made statements suggesting she might have hit something. The defense wants the jury to believe that all of these elements are unrelated coincidences, which strains credibility. Let's also talk about the difference between the two sides and how they've handled expert testimony throughout this trial. The prosecution has been methodical and consistent, presenting experts with established credentials who follow standard methodologies. The defense has been throwing theories against the wall to see what sticks, and increasingly the court is finding their expert testimony unreliable or inadmissible. Today's limitation of Dr. Laposada's testimony is a perfect example. The defense presumably knew they needed expert testimony about dog bites to support their alternative theory, but they couldn't find an expert with the proper qualifications and methodology to meet courtroom standards. It's not bad luck. This is poor case preparation, meeting courtroom reality. The prosecution's upcoming rebuttal witness represents a strategic masterstroke. By bringing in James Crosby, the canine aggression expert, they're not just challenging the defense's dog theory, they're demonstrating the differences between actual expertise and speculation. Crosby presumably has the credentials and methodology that Dr. Laposada lacks when it comes to analyzing bite patterns and animal behavior. What's also telling is how the defense has handled the physical evidence throughout the case. They haven't provided alternative explanations for the damage to Reed's vehicle that are supported by expert analysis. They haven't explained how that damage could have occurred if she didn't strike O'Keefe. Instead, they focused on trying to create doubt about whether the damage is consistent with hitting a human being, but even their own expert had to acknowledge that flying debris could cause the exact type of injuries O'Keefe sustained. As we look towards the final week of testimony and the prosecution's rebuttal case, it's worth considering what each side needs to accomplish. The defense needs to create enough doubt about the prosecution's theory to prevent a conviction, but they also need to present a plausible alternative explanation for what happened. So far, they've struggled on both fronts. The prosecution, meanwhile, gets the advantage of presenting the last evidence. The jury will hear before closing arguments. They'll have the opportunity to systematically address every alternative theory the defense has raised using experts with proper credentials and sound methodologies. They'll be able to show the jury the difference between speculation and science, between internet theories and courtroom evidence. Based on today's proceedings, with the defense continued struggles to present credible evidence and their increasingly theatrical tactics, it's becoming clear that the prosecution has built a strong case. The physical evidence, the timeline, and the expert testimony all point to the same direction. The defense is asking the jury to believe in an elaborate plot that requires dozens of conspirators and perfect coordination across multiple agencies. This case will probably be studied for years as an example of how social media can distort public perception of criminal proceedings. But at the end of the day, trials aren't decided by Facebook followers or online fan communities. They're decided by juries evaluating evidence in courtrooms according to legal standards. And on that measure, the evidence increasingly points towards accountability for John O'Keefe's death. Tell me what your thoughts are in the comments of today's courtroom testimony in the trial of Karen Reed, Part 2. And hit subscribe wherever you are listening so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case and the many that we cover for you right here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Message and data rates may apply. Or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle. With ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.